I'm Nick Lippa filling in for Omar Fatu. This week's Behind the Bench, I'm sitting with Bill Hoppe right now. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Nick.
And we are talking about a very successful October for the Buffalo Sabres, their best month of October since 2011.
It's hard to believe it's November 1st and the Sabres are still in the playoff hunt. It's been that long since the Sabres had an October, an opening month, this successful. And they're 6-4-2. They're 3 points out of first place. They're in the mix. They're much improved. They're fun. I mean, right now they've lost two straight games in overtime. In those games, they haven't played that well. But on Saturday in Columbus, they roared back late to tie it, got a huge road point. Tuesday at home against the Flames, it just wasn't a very good performance overall other than Carter Hutton. But they still managed a point, and you're starting to see them get a point when they're not at their best, and that's a sign of a pretty good team.
So you mentioned Carter Hutton's performance and goal against the Flames. Let's talk about the goalie difference this year from last year. There's been a couple of games where the Sabres just plain get outshot, but it seems like they have way more confidence as a team in their goalie situation.
I think they do, and that's no knock on the old goalies, Robin Lehner and Chad Johnson. I mean, they're both still in the NHL. They were playing in front of a really bad team last year. But right away, Carter Hutton, a free agent from the St. Louis Blues, led the league in goals against last year. From day one, I think he instilled confidence in his team. He talks in the locker room. He had a good preseason. He had a very strong first few games, and he looked like kind of their backbone. And he wasn't as good during their recent road trip, but he came back Tuesday with a great effort. He was the best player on the ice on either team. He single-handedly basically got the Sabres that point, and I think they have a lot of confidence in him. And that goes back to the preseason. It goes back to the opening games when he was so good. And then we have a young guy like Linus Ullmark. He's in his first full NHL season. He's a backup. It's a new role for him. But right away he gets a shutout. In his first start, he played terrific against the Kings. I don't think he played that great in Columbus, but overall he's been solid. He's proven that he can embrace the backup role, and he's a guy that can challenge Carter Hutton that by the end of the year, even if Carter Hutton's playing pretty well, I mean, he can steal playing time from him, and there's a good chance in next year, the year after, Linus Ullmark could be the Sabres starter, or even later this year. So I think it's a healthy competition. I think the Sabres goaltending is much improved.
And we talk about Linus Ullmark and coming up to Buffalo this year to be the backup role, obviously having an entire year in Rochester last year. Looks like it helped him. Two-time AHL All-Star, correct?
Yep.
And now he's up with the Sabres, and he's performing pretty much what you'd want to see out of a backup. And let's talk about the Amerks, because they're having a lot of success this year, specifically offensively. That is very new for Rochester fans. Can you talk about the Amerks' success this year, and who might the Sabres call up first? There's a lot of young talent on that roster.
Well, they haven't lost in regulation since the second game of the season. They're a powerhouse. I've been to most of the games at home, and from top to bottom, I don't think they really have a weakness. And it's a terrific mix of prospects, of veterans with NHL experience, veterans that are terrific AHL players that might not have an NHL future, but they fit in perfectly with that team. And there's a lot of internal competition. They might have the best depth in the league. I mean, they have 10 defensemen, a position that's critical. I mean, they have four extras. And we've seen they have among the best players in the league. Victor Olofsson is the league's leading scorer. Swedish goal king last year. He's 23 years old, a bit of an older prospect, a bit of an older North American rookie. But he's a guy that I could see the Sabres recalling at some point in the near future. They have Lawrence Pilot, who Swedish defenseman of the year last year, I believe, is among the league's leading scorers. He could come up at some point soon, I would think.
Do we see Botterill giving guys like Pilot and Nylander and Olofsson a little bit more time in the AHL? And maybe some guys who had some success last year, C.J. Smith, gets a call-up before one of those guys. What do you think?
I could definitely see that happening, especially because C.J. Smith, like you say, is coming off a full year. He's one of the AHL's best rookies. He went to college. He's a little bit older. A lot of people want these young prospects rushed, and there are some guys that they do outgrow the AHL and they're ready for it, but there aren't a lot of those guys. And playing a full season, playing two seasons, even three seasons, like Linus Ullmark in the AHL, isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's a development league. If they have the time, if the NHL team's doing okay, there's no need to rush a lot of these guys.
And let me ask this, going back and kind of tying it through, we look back at the old Sabres. How long did it take to get some of these old Sabres back when they had those great teams in the mid-2000s? You talk about Derek Roy, Jason Pominville. How long did it take for a guy like Pominville to get up to the NHL?
Well, I mean, Pominville was on the Amerks three full seasons and part of another one. In 2005-2006, he almost famously now was waived and cleared waivers and went back to the Amerks for about 6 weeks or 2 months, had over a goal a game, was clearly too good for that league. And this is after he was a two-time 30-goal scorer. They waived him. But he went back. He got even better. And when they finally did recall him early in 2005-2006, he was ready.
And let's talk about that now. Now we look at where Jason Pominville is now, coming up on 1,000 games, and he's back in a Sabre uniform for it.
Yeah, and fittingly, it's coming in Ottawa, where the site of his greatest goal, I think most people would agree, the overtime goal in the second round in 2006 that pushed the Sabres past the Ottawa Senators into the conference final. But his career has been so much more than that one goal. I mean, he's been... I think someday he should be in the team's Hall of Fame. On Tuesday, his assists tied Danny Gare for ninth all-time in points, 500 points just with the Sabres, more than 700 points in the NHL. He's been an all-star. He's had 80 points. He's had 30 goals, I think, three times. But what's most impressive about Jason Pominville, I've been around him for a long, long time, is just the guy he is, how respected he is, how friendly he is, how down-to-earth he is. And I think he's been underappreciated a lot in the NHL, just how good he is. I mean, just how good a two-way forward he is, how good of a scorer he has been, just how smart a player he is. I mean, he's so durable, and part of that durability is just being a smart player, rolling off and moving from checks and not getting hit a lot, just always being in the right spot. And I think that underappreciation goes all the way back to his Rochester days. He was in Rochester with a lot of other Sabres prospects that were getting all the attention. Derek Roy, Ryan Miller, Thomas Vanek, some other guys. And he kind of blended in. He did his thing. And here we are, I mean, 16 years after he started with the Sabres organization. I mean, he's still playing. He's on the first line. I mean, if he keeps playing like he's playing right now, he could have 25 goals, 60-plus points. And for a guy that's about to turn 36, that's pretty remarkable.
Pominville obviously came from Minnesota with a big cap hit. A lot of people saw that trade as, well, the Sabres are getting a defenseman, but they're taking on a big cap hit to offset that for Minnesota. Could Pominville come back next year to the Sabres on a smaller cap hit? Not just, you know, oh, well, his contract's up and now he's done, but could you see him taking a lesser contract money-wise and coming back and still being on the team? Is he still, do you think, going to be talented enough to be a Buffalo Sabre next year?
I think it's very likely that come the spring or July 1st that they re-sign him to a one-year deal, and he's probably not going to get whatever $5 or $6 million, but I mean, he could get a one-year deal worth $3 million. Right now he hasn't shown many signs of slowing down. Sure, he's probably lost a little bit. I mean, everyone does when they're 35, 36 years old. But I think he makes up for a lot of that with smarts. And for him to be doing what he's doing at his age, playing next to Jack Eichel, it's pretty remarkable, because the NHL is a young man's league. And when you're 30 these days, that's kind of when you really drop off.
Bill, thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thank you, Nick.